Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 105. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Today, as usual, we will be discussing whatever we feel is appropriate to discuss.
We do what we want.
And, still. And, you know, anything else.
Anything else.
It's Thursday night.
Thursday.
It may or may not be raining. I don't know.
Yeah,
seems
it's quite
maybe
possible.
I have to get let up a little, but it's supposed to rain for like the next week, so.
No. Nah.
Sunday.
We're supposed to get a break Saturday afternoon.
So. But anyways, as usual, we are live Thursday evening at, I think we started at 8:01.
Correct. Not
pretty
bad.
Close.
Not bad. Not bad for a couple
close,
of white boys.
Close to the mark. It's been a slower week with the holiday weekend last weekend. Everybody kind of took a break, I think. But there's always news. Well, yeah. Google and Microsoft just announced everything they needed to, and Apple's keeping it all in, well, somewhat, until it'll be the 10th.
Exactly.
Which will be, so not next week, but the week after, that's probably what we'll be talking about. It's weird, I don't know what's happening there.
I'm hanging out.
It was changing to you?
Yeah, because I'm talking.
It's weird. It's weird.
I know.
Anyways.
You should join the hangout from your computer.
That would also be weird.
I know, because then it will record us just trying something new.
Anywho, yeah. So, lots of little things. Nothing major.
Nothing major.
We talked about Twitter adding 2-step last week, I think.
Correct.
This week, Evernote is joining the party.
Evernote.
For premium and business users for now, they've added 2-step authentication. And supposedly it's rolling out soon enough for everyone that may or may not use it. So, I mean, they were hacked not that long ago, so at least they're responding well.
Exactly.
And fixing what they need to for now. All Things D Conference was, I think it's actually wrapping up tonight. What day is it? It's the 30th.
30th. Does it seem crazy that Saturday starts June?
It's a little crazy.
Does this weather make you feel like it's June?
Not especially, although it is getting a little humid.
Well, that's the only thing that makes it feel like it's anything, any other month.
I think it's just weird to be out because there's 5 Thursdays this month.
I know. It was nice because my paychecks landed where I got paid on the first Friday, middle Friday, and I get paid tomorrow.
That is nice. Mine are on the opposite ones.
Yeah, but you'll have another month where you get 3,
right.
And then I'll get 2, and I'll be like, oh, damn, that's gay.
Right, but anyways.
Those months are always nice.
Anyways, All Things D kicked off Tuesday night, actually.
Tuesday.
Wrapped up. They kicked off with Tim Cook talking.
I like Tim Cook.
Do you?
No.
No? Not at all?
No, I don't mind him.
I think it's like it's got to take a lot of willpower. Like, he's like a robot, kind of. Like, you know, he always just repeats the same things. Like, he always gives the same answers. Like, he always has the same, like, and you can't really seem to draw him, like, you know, like, I think with Steve Jobs, which, you know, of course, he's always going to be compared to, like, you could rile Steve up, you know, like, he's passionate, right? But with Tim, it's just like, these are the facts. This is what I can say. This is what I'm not going to tell you. That's that.
Pretty much.
Like, I feel like every word is so, like, thought out that he's already, like, you know, I don't know. It's funny to me. But he talked a lot at All Things D. Not too much craziness. He talked about, you know, the new iOS and OS 10 designs, iOS specifically, being led by Johnny Ive, which will be obviously released, or at least shown, in 2 weeks. Week and a half.
Correctamundo.
They announced they hired the former director of the EPA.
EPA.
As a new, he didn't even have a title for her, but she reports directly to him just to help make sure the company is keeping green. He talked about, I mean, they asked him obviously about TVs. He's like, you know, it's something we're greatly interested in. His routine answer.
Do you think they missed the bubble for them?
For TVs?
Yeah. I just feel like there's no hype for them anymore.
I think it doesn't matter. Like, once they come up with something, there's going to be both scrutiny and hype behind it, right? No matter what it is.
Right. I just feel like there was so much desire for it, like, a year and a half ago, that it's all just kind of fizzled out.
I think that's because there was a steady amount of rumor coming from the industry, at least, the media industry. And so they were kind of creating it, but because nothing surfaced so far, they've kind of run out of things that can rumor. Like, I mean, without actually seeing it, what else can they say, you know? So it's kind of been forgotten for now.
I'll give it to you.
I don't know.
I'll give it to you, I said.
It's funny because I watched the video of him at All Things D, and like I was reading the comments on it, and there's like half the people. It's always like a battle in comments, right? So like there's all these people that were like, "Oh, Kara Swisher is such a bitch." She kind of is, but that's what she does, right? That's just her thing. And then they were making fun of him because like it seemed like the audience, because they did a Q&A at the end, a few things, right? And they're like, "Oh, the audience asked better questions than they did." Like. Because they ask the same things they always ask, you know. And they talked about the tax thing a little, and he's like, obviously, we're the biggest company. Like, we pay the most taxes than any other company because they have the most profits, right? So,
just because you have the most profit doesn't mean you're paying the most taxes.
Well, he said that they were.
Just saying.
I'm sure you could look it up.
But
you know, he's like, we pay our, it's like the biggest, you're, when you're a big company, you're always going to be under a lot more scrutiny than, and you're in the public eye so much more. One of the Q&A questions asked if they would ever develop for Android. He was talking about iCloud, which I thought was silly because they would need to make it work better on iOS first. But I think he wouldn't say iCloud specifically, but he did say it wasn't outside of the realm of possibility, which made me wonder, like,
that they're finally getting it.
Maybe they are going to do stuff. Like, especially if they launch. I mean, iMessage is one they should have done. And if they try to launch some sort of. Like, there's been rumors for a long time that they're going to do a streaming music service too, just like Google just did. And, you know, there's Spotify, obviously, and Nardio, whatever. But if they really do it, it would be silly for them not to do it at that point. I mean, even iTunes was on Windows, right? I mean. Yep. It just makes sense. And the fact that there's no iTunes app on Android is still kind of crazy to me. Although I think a lot more people just have apps for free music on Android.
Yep. Well, now, plus with... I know the people that I deal with that have Android, quite a few of them just use Google Music now. I mean, you have access to 20,000 songs.
But are they paying for it? Or right now it's just under the 30-day free trial still? Or do
no,
you mean
Google,
like...
just Google Music. Just like the app music. That was a month ago. You know, like prior to the new rollout of the streaming service.
So like the original music
just like,
that we had
yeah,
to wait for
like
to get into.
Like the iTunes for Android. Which is an entirely different service. You know.
Yeah. I just think like...
It's
the same with when I said with Microsoft and Office, like, it's a big platform. Why wouldn't you put your apps on it if you want to make money?
I agree. I have started writing an article for Bleed Geek that I'm going to post on our blog about why I think everybody should use Hangouts.
But it's on everything, so except for probably Windows, but you know, Windows Phone, I mean.
Right. No, I knew what you meant.
I mean, I'm sure there's a chat app because it was Google Chat before, and I don't know how closely that integrates now that it's Google Hangouts, if it still is compatible with the same thing, but neither here nor there.
Go Google. Speaking of.
But, yeah, just in general. And then they talked about the tech stuff, the ebook thing. They talked about wearable devices. And again, he just said it was a great interest for them, of course. There's a lot of other people that talked at All Things D as well. Elon, how do you say his first name? Musk? Tesla guy, do you know how to say his first name?
No.
Elon? It's like E-L-O-N, right? He was there talking about how they're going to ramp up their superchargers, and I think they actually did an announcement today. Dick Costello was there, and everyone's big deal about that was the fact that he didn't hint at IPO anytime soon for Twitter, which I think people want them to do, but they aren't. Sheryl Sandberg spoke, the CEO of Facebook, because everybody's concerned that Facebook Home is a bust, because, and she's like, no, this is just the beginning, you know, but what else would she say? Why would she say it's a bust? That'd be crazy, right?
That'd be stupid.
Who else? Steven Sinofsky, I know he spoke tonight, but I didn't see anything major come out of that. I would think it would be interesting. Like, I wonder how candid he would be about not being at Microsoft anymore. Like, does he have, like, this anger built up toward them, you know?
Probably.
The only thing I saw was that he's met with tons of companies. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would want to hire him. I mean, he worked on Windows for how long when it was good? But, yeah. The Motorola CEO was there. And he confirmed that the Motorola X phone was coming in October. Are you going to wait for that?
No.
I thought you were all about Motorola.
I won't lie. They still make good phones.
I know, but if they made a Google phone, I thought that was what your dream was always.
No, because it's not a 100% Google phone. I said when they...
I know. When they...
When they bought Motorola, if Google would design a phone with them.
I know, but then Google's like, hey, they have phones in the pipeline for 18 months. So by the time we start making our own phones, then that'll be that. So we'll see what happens. Sheryl Sandberg was just talking about women in tech and the madness that is. And then out of the blue today, they launched a new iPod Touch and released the fact that they've sold 100 million iPod Touches since its launch. Seems like not a lot, but it kind of is at the same time. I don't know, 100 million. It's a lot, but it's not.
You know? It's a hair.
It's a hair. But it's weird the new iPod does not have a rear-facing camera. You think that's weird?
A little bit.
But I think it's because they want to drive people to more iPhones. You know? Because it still has a front-facing camera, so you can still use FaceTime. But, I don't know. Seems crazy. Gmail announced it's going to do a new rollout, a revamping of... Gmail as a whole. How do you feel about that action?
It was awesome.
Tabbed views.
Yeah, it looks interesting. I mean, it's one of those things that I'll upgrade to it right away. I just want to play with it because it is a full redesign, really, of the way that it's done.
I saw a lot of people commenting that the video they made for it just shows you how much Google spams you. Because they showed, like, all these Google Plus notifications and all these, like, Google Deals notifications in their emails. It's funny. I mean, I don't get a lot of Google Plus notifications, but I do get a lot of Google Is it just called Google Deals?
Yep.
Local deals?
I don't see what people's problems are with them.
No, they just thought it was funny in the commercial, like, 75% of the messages were all from Google. It's funny. Did you watch the video? Of course I did.
Yes. Yes, I did. For the demo.
Amazon announced they were doing their own login, much like Facebook, Google, and Twitter do already. Although Amazon would make a lot of sense for purchasing things, I guess. If more shopping sites used it, but
agreed.
Facebook is supposedly no longer buying Waze. We talked about that a little while ago.
Google Deals.
Deals.
That's been around for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, year and a half at least.
Yeah, because they were in talks to buy Groupon forever, and then that fell through, and then they just made their own. It's probably, I bet it was 2 years ago. Why?
I had somebody asking.
Yeah, but Facebook's supposedly no longer buying Waze, whether or not. It's funny because they asked Sheryl Sandberg at All Things D if Google or Facebook needed a mapping service, and she just said, no comment. I can't answer that. That was it. So, it's interesting to see. Who knows who pulled out, whether Facebook decided they didn't want to buy it, or if they weren't offering enough for Waze to be interested, or if there were other offers, or if it was never happening at all, but that was that. And Facebook also launched verified pages this week, which look exactly like the Twitter verified pages. The check mark. Blue check mark. Did you watch any of the rest of developments that were launched?
Nope. I was busy all weekend and didn't even download it.
100,000 other people downloaded it in the first 24 hours. It's pretty solid pirating.
It's kind of weak.
But most people have Netflix anyway. I've heard very mixed reviews. But overall, I think people are just happy
that it's back.
Right. And I mean, what is it? It's like a 7-year break or something? Do you think it's been that long? Does that sound right?
That doesn't sound too far off.
Yeah. So it's quite the break in the cast. So that's what's happening. If you haven't watched it, you can go watch it all 4 seasons now, because there was only 3 before, on Netflix. For the price of, well, probably for free. You could probably get a month for free. Right off the bat. And then the guy that I'm not going to say his name, because I have no idea how to say it, but the net guy that is now in charge of both Chrome and Android was also at All Things D, and he announced the HTC One that was running stock Android Jelly Bean, and it would be available June 26th from the Google Play Store for $5.99, which is quite a bit. Is there something going on?
Yeah, look at mine.
So, you're going to run out and get yourself an HTC One?
I did see that, gosh, now I'm blanking on who it was. It wasn't Samsung, the S4, coming out in a 4.3-inch screen. That makes me interested.
A mini?
Mm-hmm.
Their mini S4?
Yeah. I don't, because I forget what the HTC One is. I think it's 4.8, though.
It might be.
And I'm just not...
It's on the larger side.
And I just have no... That just seems... it's 4.7.
Yeah.
I just don't have any interest in that.
No?
But no, it's just too big. Like, even this is, like, just the right size.
Do you think you just think in your head it's too big, and if you actually tried it, you might like it?
No, because this... even this with the case on it is borderline, like, too big for my pocket.
But usage-wise, it's fine.
Usage-wise, correct.
But you just don't want to carry a bigger phone around.
Exactly.
You're definitely not going to go buy a phablet.
No. If I wanted a... That's why I have my Nexus.
Right. No, I get you.
I like this phone a lot. HTC makes good phones. It sucks that they're doing bad. Or doing poorly, we'll say. We won't say doing bad, necessarily.
We can say doing bad. That's fine. I saw, supposedly, they were in production to make a 10-inch Windows RT device, and now they've decided against that due to weak demand. So, I'm sure that's money down the drain, too. Samsung did announce they were going to have an event. It's the week after WWDC, but it's... and then the week after that is Windows Build. And so... But they said it would be both Android and Windows phones, and it's in Europe, but I'm sure that's when the Mini 4S will come out. S4. S4?
S4.
Mini S4?
Yep.
So, we'll see what happens with that. But really, that's all the news I have. Do you have anything you would like to add?
The one thing I have is Roku made some waves again this week. They raised another $60 million in investment this week, trying to keep the war going strong against everybody else.
Boxy box?
Well, just like, Xbox, I know what you mean. And
Apple TV, Google TV.
Sort of.
You really don't hear anything about Google TV ever, huh?
No, because there was never anything that came out that did it justice.
But all the TVs were going to have them.
Mike, you're not listening to me.
I know, I was listening to Eric.
Well, that was silly of you.
He told me it was going to happen. I wonder what they, like, with so much money, like... I mean, obviously, they have something to show their investors they're doing, but, you know, it makes you wonder what it is that they're planning. But they're doing a lot of cool things, so it could be anything. But, yeah. You have anything else you'd like to add before we call it a day? An evening? A night?
No, the only other things that I had were... And we kind of touched on already. I was busy this week, so I didn't get to...
There wasn't a lot going on anyway.
There was something... give me 1 second. There was one thing.
There was an article on Pando Daily that was preemptive to the Gmail redesign. He had wrote an article like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, essentially laying out exactly what they did. Like, he said he wanted tabs for like social. And it was just funny that he's like he told him to take it. He's like, he's glad it's happening. But it was just amusing how things like that sort of fall into play.
Pretty much.
Find what you were looking for?
Yeah, it was talking about... I can't find it. But it was talking about cracking 16-character passwords, and they're doing it now in less than an hour.
I saw there's a lot of stuff about security. I saw someone in the security field say that Apple's two-step is half-assed. I didn't really read the article because I don't necessarily understand everything about security, but I thought that was interesting.
Yep.
And there was some super crazy long passwords, and they're like, this is actually easier to get through at this point for people. But just always be sure to change your passwords when you can, and... not to use the same ones.
Yeah, that's right. Windows 8.1, they didn't announce that the start button was coming back, but they did announce...
No, that officially is now.
Is that just within the last, like, 5 hours? Because they said the start menu will be coming back, but not the actual start button is what I had read.
Like the button on the keyboard?
The button on the bottom left.
The menu, maybe it was just the menu. But, yeah. Windows. Are you going to upgrade to Windows 8 pretty soon or what?
It'll be on my next computer build.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. But anyways, join us next week.
Oh, never mind. I had it backwards. They're bringing back the start button, but not the start menu. So really, in a nutshell, that does them nothing of what people want.
Yes.
Yeah. But whatever. I don't know. Haters gonna hate.
That's the truth. So yeah. Quiet week. Come back next Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. See what's going down. And if you're feeling extra crazy, I think before that, Matt will probably be here for some Bleed Geek movie podcasting on the first week of the month. You can always follow us on Twitter at Bleed Geek. Keep Randy honest about his post.
I'll be honest.
I know, I'm just saying, you know, that it comes out.
Next best things and sliced bread.
This is your next?
I truly believe in it. And you've been using it a little bit here and there.
Yeah, I use it quite a bit. I made Danny get it so I could talk to her. Well, I mean, she chats, but then she always leaves and goes back, and that way I can, because when I use it at work.
Right. Do you use that more than iMessage with her then?
No. Well, no. During the day, but then we still have group messages with other people.
Right.
That's back, so.
Because they have iPhones, obviously. Right.
It all depends on what's going on. But anyway.
What the hell was that?
Someone just tried to break through the floor, I'm pretty sure is what that was. You can follow us on Twitter at BleedGeek. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BleedGeek. You can follow us on Tumblr at BleedGeek.tumblr.com. You can send us an email at fans@BleedGeek.com. You can call us at 406-794-3357. There's an invisible man. 406-794-GEEKS. Or you can follow us individually on Twitter and or Instagram. I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall with two L's.
Two L's. As always, we thank you for listening. I am Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.
Google Hangouts.